It's February 24, the day in 1998 when Elton John was knighted. Rise, Sir Elton.
After being born in a council house in Pinner, and you think, odds of you dancing with the Queen at Windsor Castle that
way. Very, very long.
Birthdays, famous Australian playwright David Williamson is 78. He wrote Don's Party and The Club, and is also responsible for the film scripts for Gallipoli and Farlap.
We had a right to our own stories, and a country was not even a country in some senses until it could view its own stories.
Bad boy George Thorogood is 70 today. Gave us the hits Get a Haircut and Bad to the Bone with his band The Destroyers. French racing legend Alan Prost turned 65. The four-time world champion retired in 1993.
Prost wins in France for the sixth time, and he wins by less than a second.
Actress Kristen Davis is 55 today, was in Melrose Place and played Charlotte in Sex and the City.
I'm so mad at you! I was always on your side!
A stack of sporting birthdays today. AFL great and Brownlow medalist Jason Akermanis is 43.
Left-foot snap! Akermanis has kicked a goal!
Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is also 43. He retired with a perfect record. 50 fights, 50 wins.
Another stunning right hand by Mayweather and a big left hook. He's landing shots cleanly inside.
And Aussie tennis champion Leighton Hewitt is 39 today, the youngest male player ever to be ranked at number one, winning the US Open and Wimbledon. Finally, Steve Jobs was also born on this day. The co-founder and CEO of Apple died aged 56 in 2011.
We're just people running this company. We're trying to make great products for people. And so we have at least the courage of our convictions to say, we don't think this is part of what makes a great product. We're going to leave it out.
Remembering Steve Jobs on February 24.